Scott S.J., Welfare.com, Final Days Report, episode 406. We're calling this VCast. If you're a vaccine denier, could this actually land you in trouble as an anti-Semite and ultimately get you beheaded with Noah Hyde laws? It's a little bit out there, but folks, we're going to cover 5 points. One, vaccines are evil. Quickly, everybody knows that. That's awake. Two, most Christians are the ones that did not take the poison poke during the last pandemic. I'm going to show some research. Bullet point three, this is where I'm connecting some dots. There's a 70-year narrative that if you're anti-science, if you're anti-vaccine, if you're anti-poison poke, you're anti-Semitic. And then you need to actually look at all the different executive orders and the Sanhedrin with the Noahide laws with Trump and the Abraham Accords transhumanism coin with a syringe in it from Israel. And then you need to look at what country is involved in all of this technology, this biodigital convergence technology that is an abomination, this mRNA mind controlism, optogenetics technology. This is as the days of Noah. What country is at the forefront of this wickedness? So I state it again, will being a vaccine denier get you beheaded? All right, the first thing I want to establish is yes, poison pokes, jabs, as the days of Noah, devil juice, vaccines are wicked. And they've proven again, and we've already known this, that they put nanochips in you. From Dr. Jane Ruby, her Rumble channel, she actually received this PowerPoint that has a chip manufacturer connected with Pfizer and other companies. And what I wrote on Telegram, more evidence that the poke had nanochips and links to 5G for information transfer. I mean, this PowerPoint, if you go check out the video, is very well done. And it reminds me of a consultant, you know, having a very powerful presentation with iconography and very, very crisply done to bring all the stakeholders and all the different companies together for this agenda. But what's crazy about this whistleblower PowerPoint is it talks about how the chips need to be frozen. Do you remember when Operation Warp Speed first came out that they actually had to get this mRNA technology to ship frozen? And yes, people were showing up as MAC ID numbers. I proved it myself. I did a podcast on that. So check out Dr. Jane Ruby's Rumble channel, or I posted this on my Telegram account, SJ Wellfire. In the last podcast that we did, Final Days Report, episode 405, as they push vaccines, a refresher of the evil, share to warn, right? SV40 gave everybody cancer with the polio vaccine, cancer created here in the United States. They want you sick. They want you dumb. Ultimately, they want you dead. And if you're not dead, they want you controlled with their optogenetic system, patented, tracked, and stacked, I like to say. And then somebody sent me a book. I've not read this book, but they said it was very good. Virus Mania. So check that out as well. Because if you want to poke yourself, that's your business. My heart goes out to the babies and the kids. That's where my heart yearns, and people forced to do it or else they lose their job. You need to lean on the Holy Ghost because we're getting primed with the bird flu. We're getting primed on so many different fronts. All right. The first story I want to cover on the war on Christians. Most Christians were the ones that did not take the poison poke with the last pandemic. So this is from Yale News, right? An Ivy League school. Let's just listen to the title and the tone on how they're painting Christians as evil. Unvaccinated white evangelicals appear immune to pro-vaccine messaging. Now, I was a marketing guy, executive director, general manager, very, very classically trained with Fortune 100, 500 companies on advertising and brand building, building associations to your company, that sort of thing. Messaging is programming. It's television, right? It's the cognitive triangle of doing an ad campaign to change your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. That's what we did. So this was just a fascinating read, and I'll take a little bit of it, of where they were trying to have all these incentives to Christians to get them to move to defile themselves. But let's read. The treatment messages, so treatment basically is different campaigns, the treatment messages included an appeal to people's community interest, this communist interest, emphasizing that vaccination protects others, who would in turn reciprocate that protection by getting vaccinated themselves. And see, that's a lie. It doesn't protect you from anything. Christians probably had the Holy Ghost that prevented them from taking this, some of them. Not all, but a lot of them. Another added language to community interest messages, which evoked the embarrassment one would feel if they didn't get vaccinated and infected somebody. See, this is messaging to the NPCs. There are other messages were values-based. Three other messages were values-based. One asserted that refusing the vaccine is reckless, not brave, and emphasized that getting vaccinated to protect others demonstrates real bravery. Yeah, bravery to defile you. The second appealed to people's sense of freedom by urging that vaccination would end restrictions intended to contain COVID-19. And the third value-based message suggested that not getting the vaccinated makes someone seem like they don't understand science, making you look dumb. I mean, all you got to do is look at the research, right, from that last podcast that we did. Babies go in, get their pokes. Some of them actually die with SIDS after their vaccines. And then whistleblowers came out from the CDC that, yes, there's a link to autism. This isn't rocket science, my friends. This next article, I actually read through this. Demeaning Christians. This is on the NIH website. And the headline is Christian Nationalism and COVID-19 Vaccine Hesitancy and Uptake. I'm going to put what I read that's 18 minutes long at the end of this video because they are mocking Christians. They're calling Christians anti-science, implying that Christians are dumb. Talk about how can any Christian believe in the resurrection? I mean, it's just mocking. It's mocking. They go on to say, 20% of Christians are nationalists, which I think is just contrived, right? And note, the study was done on October 21st. And what's hilarious is they make assumptions within the study that have been proven false. So who has the wisdom are the people that didn't take this poke. It doesn't protect you, right? People have long COVID. Their immune systems are destroyed. We've been warning about it forever. There was another Yale study that just came out and said, yeah, people long COVID have been poked. We covered that again in the last VCast. Check it out. So I'll play that video at the end, but it's this reoccurring theme that Christians are idiots. Christians are anti-science. Christians are the wicked ones. All right. The next section that blew me away. If you're anti-vaccine, you're an anti-Semite. This is nothing new under the sun. I'm going to put a thumbnail up of how we did a podcast about smallpox going back over 100 years where people were taking the vaccine and getting super sick and dying. And so there's this move, and I'll prove it. There's this move that says if you're anti-vaccine, you're anti-Semitic. You can't make this stuff up, my friends. And then we're going to dive deep into who is running this technology, who's at the forefront of it. And then we're going to get into Noahide laws and anti-Semitic laws. So they're setting the stage. Now, I first watched this video and I thought this was dumb and a one-off, that this was very, very stupid. But then I started researching and the number of articles that had a similar theme, anti-vaccine people are anti-Semites. This is a bigger problem. The stage is being set, my friends, and we'll prove it. But just listen to this clown. This is a top scientist that is an abomination.
His censorship efforts have been abetted by the Anti-Defamation League.
And with that anti-science aggression goes hand in hand, hand in glove with anti-Semitism.
The ADL, ostensibly a hate monitoring group, is primarily an Israel lobby outfit, known for conflating criticism of the state of Israel and support for Palestinian rights with anti-Semitism. In the COVID era, it has sought to conflate skepticism and criticism of novel pharmaceutical products with anti-Semitism.
COVID has led to a new form of variant of anti-Semitism.
These censorship efforts have had some successes. When Instagram suspended Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Hotez praised it as the first time that Facebook/Instagram has taken a step towards dismantling the anti-science empire, and that hopefully this is only the beginning.
We have played a couple times RFK Jr. saying, it's just interesting, the COVID-19 pandemic does not impact people of Israel and also Chinese as well. So all of this makes you kind of sit back and say, makes you say, all right, let's continue down this anti-vaccine. Then you're an anti-Semite. Jerusalem Post, anti-vaccine activism melded with U.S. anti-Semitism. It's a study. You can't make this up. This is from January 29th, 2023. And never forget, they chipped you. This was a plan from Dr. Jane Ruby in the book that we wrote, The Evidence Thereof. Lankita Kalumna, those scientists, they chipped you. They chipped you. Because of the rising anti-vaccine activism and some key global policy missteps, more than 70 years, he has a playbook, more than 70 years of global health gains are in danger of being eroded, according to a physician writing a peer-reviewed paper in a medical journal. Now get this. The phenomenon, wrote the author, is occurring through an enabled and empowered anti-science ecosystem with anti-Semitism and the targeting of Jewish biomedical scientists at its core. I just don't want anti-death jabs in me. I lived in the Chicago area for many years, and I was flying on a business trip, and I sat next to an Asian vice president of vaccines for a major pharmaceutical company in the Chicagoland area. And there are a couple, so I can't remember which one she represented. And she defended pokes like you wouldn't believe. And I brought up on my cell phone autism. She's like, you know what? It's a small risk to pay just for herd immunity. So she was from China. She was an Asian, super smart woman. Could not cut through the risk of these poison pokes. But this is just interesting. They're saying if you're anti-poison pokes, you're anti-Semitic. And I have more receipts of this nonsense. From The Atlantic. Germany's anti-vaccination history is riddled with anti-Semitism. Jewish people were blamed for spreading disease and considered expendable victims. So people would go poke themselves and get very, very, very sick, just like we're seeing today after the mRNA technology, myocarditis, cancer, just about every known disease to man has skyrocketed. Death rates, 40% increase in death rates, 18 to 65-year-olds that are working with that life insurance company that thought they were going to go bankrupt. This is evil. There's nothing new under the sun. This happened with the Spanish flu, again with smallpox. BBC said they put HIV strains in the poison poke. It's an abomination. Nothing new is under the sun. But Dr. Barak discusses anti-Semitic resentments during the coronavirus pandemic, as well as parallels with the past. A little bit from this article. In your recent article entitled Contaminated Blood, published in the Die Zeit, you wrote that vaccine opposition and anti-Semitism in Germany have been intertwined from the outset. In other words, since the 19th century. I'm telling you, this goes back a long time, but they're painting Germany as the boogeyman of people just saying they don't want to poison themselves. So if you are anti-vaccine, you're anti-Semitic. Do you see this crap? Oh, you can't make this up, my friends. Look, we know that during the poison poke pandemic, it was a planned agenda. It was a total false flag. It was a total cover up for the 5G towers. I know many people that got very, very sick, but it was a criminal lockdown. They threw science out the door, right? Herd immunity, you need to go outside and get exposed if you're healthy. Poking the kids, masks, giving people pneumonia. I had pneumonia as a kid, was in the hospital for a week. This is sick what happened. And so I did more research about this. And I remember there was a video that went viral. This is from naturalnews.com. Video reveals that shocking number of CDC officials who push COVID death jabs are Jews with dual Israel-American citizenship. And then this article goes on as well into other elements thereof. But I go back to RFK Jr., who goes on to say this was a DOD military industrial complex agenda. This was a planned agenda to chip you.
Turns out that, you know, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. They're owned, the patents are owned 50% by NIH, nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, that's not what they were doing. They were coming from, you know, this was a military project from the beginning.
I think it's just from the synagogue of Satan. These are Satanists. Freemason Satanists. But we'll go further. We'll go further. Freemasonry is part of Kabbalah, right? All right. If you follow our ministry, we've done some Bible studies that the woman of the book of Revelation is Jerusalem, right? The woman is the great city where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. They didn't crucify Christ in Rome. Jerusalem sits on seven hills, right? Jerusalem killed the prophets, or the woman killed the prophets, can no longer do it. Jesus rebuked the Pharisees and Sadducees for killing the prophets. Just using hermeneutics, the great harlot, we think, in our ministry's point of view, is Jerusalem. And you need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice, and you are the temple of God once you become a Christian, and this technology defiles you, the temple of God. That's why I think Elon Musk might be the false prophet, because his new religion is scientism. They want to wipe out any mention of Jesus Christ. It's scientism. So the question is, why are they continuously pushing that if you're anti-poison poke, that you're anti-Semitic? There has to be a reason why they're connecting these dots. So who is leading the biodigital convergence? Because that is how they enslave you, is using these nanotechs, this nano mesh that will hook up to the artificial intelligence with quantum mechanics and quantum computers, with 5G, 6G that communicates at the cell level, at the nano level. This is how they're going to enslave you. So who, what country is at the tip of the spear of this technology? Well, it just so happens that Israel is. Bunch of articles came up. Israel is spearheading a bioconvergence revolution. Israel is leading the bioconvergence revolution. Bioconvergence, Israel's next growth engine. SynBio and bioconvergence, Israel tech transforming. So, I mean, reading these articles, Israel's at the forefront of this. With MIT and Harvard, it's like a joint connective dot, United States with Israel. This is the Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies. This is biohacking you. This is World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab saying we can understand your thoughts. It's demonic. This biodigital convergence. Israel is a leader in the fields of biodigital convergence and the Internet of Things. The country has made substantial investments in bioconvergence, which combines biology, engineering, artificial intelligence to create innovative solutions for various industries. This is the beast system, the final beast system. The Israel Innovation Authority has been actively promoting and funding bioconvergence projects, aiming to position Israel as the global leader in the emerging field. You have China and Russia involved in this unit as well, but Israel is at the forefront of this, or people that are part of the tribe. From the Harvard Gazette, the future of mind control. It's right in your face. Do you remember Lieber, the father of mind control? We actually wrote about him in our book. This wicked technology, this nano mesh, or as Elon calls it, neural lace. Well, let's read. And this is from Revelations and Rabbit Holes. I thought he wrote a nice piece here. Lieber, a specialist in nanotechnology. He's Dr. Lieber. And he's from Harvard. Supposedly he's no longer being activated, but Lieber, a specialist in nanotechnologies, a field that is getting billions of investment dollars from the DOD, there it is, defense, and private sector, was arrested in 2020 in two China-related cases of spying and smuggling. He also worked with Musk as a top scientist to help develop Neuralink. Imagine that. This is that enslavement system, and you don't need a massive chip. We always say that. There's neural lace. Did you know Lieber's research included using viruses, I remember this, as a means to deliver and integrate nanobiotechnology to human brains. This is beyond wicked. To that end, Lieber's lab is designing smaller, more flexible electronic brain implants that move with brain tissue instead of against it. This mesh electronics mimic the size, shape, and feel of more and provoke almost no immune response. In addition, Liber's electronics have already demonstrated a valuable trick of their own. They encourage neural migration, potentially guiding newborn neurons to damage areas like pocket created by a stroke, like a pocket controlled by a stroke. Now, the only reason I'm doing this ministry is that I have dreams that would come true. And if the watchman doesn't blow the trumpet, then the blood's on his head, right? So I'm being obedient to the word of God. And I've mentioned this dream before, but I had a dream of a scientist and he had one of those beanies on. He was, I'm screaming at him, Jesus loves you, come to Christ, what are you doing? And he was a scientist working on nanotech and he walked through this dark door and was gone. The only time I've ever seen somebody walk through a dark door and was gone was a Bill Walton dream. So I had a dream about Bill Walton in sports. You can check it out on my website. And then I researched Bill Walton. Bill Walton was like, I don't trust in Jesus. I trust in science, mocking a Christian on TV. I mean, the guy was really against Christ. But I saw that scientist, nanotech, walk through a door and I'm screaming at him, Jesus loves you, come to Christ. Then I see families with part of the synagogue of Satan, and they had human pets, mind control pets. And when the humans died, it was like a dog died. They were somewhat sad, but they were slaves. And then I saw it was a fish/human in this little pool. That is the goal, is to enslave you, to mind enslave you. And the abomination of defiling God's creation was self-evident. This is what Liber reminds me of with this technology. This is mind controlism technology. So we did a podcast. The last government will not be communism. It'll be mind controlism, if you can survive it. All right. Continuing, who's leading this biodigital convergence, this Internet of Things, Internet of Bodies? It's Israel and MIT. Biodigital convergence. There's nanomedicine. This is how they're going to excuse to defile you. Innovative drug delivery systems using nanoparticles, targeting specific cells and tissues, improving efficacy and reducing side effects. Applications in cancer treatment, right? We saw that with Stargate, Starlink, X. It's all the B system. Then you have nanoelectronics, developed nanoscale electronic devices, potential revolution in computing and communication technologies. That's the Internet of Things. Biosensors, creation of highly sensitive biosensors using nanomaterials. Detection of minute concentrations of biological molecules. This reminds me of Microsoft's 06, 06, 06 patent, 666, where it's cryptocurrency. If you do a said cat task, if you go kill a Christian, you get paid cryptocurrency. I'm telling you. Tissue engineering, development of nanomaterials for creating scaffolds, promotion of growth of regeneration of damaged tissues and organs. A lot of this sounds sexy. It sounds good. But how can it be used for evil? And you need to think about this. Why are they priming you if you're anti-vaccine, you're an anti-Semite? Think about the President Trump Abraham Accords coin that we've covered probably 10 times that is nothing short of biodigital convergence. There's a syringe on it. There's 01, 01, 01. There's measuring the heart. Satellites, right? You have the transhumanism logo. This is iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave as the days of Noah. Right in your face, from Israel to Trump. So there's this connection with USA and Israel. Will being a vaccine denier get you beheaded? Now, here's where we're going to just say, let's just look at the times we're living in, right? Let's look at our president and all of our leaders that are just Zionist beyond belief. And if you think October 7th was not a stand down, I'm sorry, from IDF soldiers, from their own mouths, it was a stand down. They did the Hannibal process and wiped out, Israel wiped out their own people. I had that dream that they're going to do false flags on Jews around the world. Right? This is their own killing, their own sacrifice, their own to control the world. That's what's going to happen, my friends. And that's what happened on October 7th. Some must be sacrificed by their own to basically justify the land grab, the billions and billions of dollars of natural gas that's in Gaza. Trump's trying to make Gaza the Riviera. I mean, it's sick. It's really sick. they disarmed the people in that area right before the attack, and they weren't on the wall. They have autonomous robotic guns that all of a sudden weren't there. The classic line I'll never forget is, if a cat or if a pigeon hit the fence, you would have jeeps there in 2 minutes. Didn't happen. You'd have helicopters up in 5 seconds. Didn't happen. Economist magazine with the Hamas hand gliders. Predictive programming. You're watching a script. Death is real. You're watching a script. Trump's ear magically heals after almost getting blown off. Right? So here's where it's getting creepy. Is on the White House, additional measures to combat anti-Semitism. Go read that. There are already hate laws on the books, but they're more and more and more and more, right? And it's going to get worse. And Trump's calling for the death penalty for being anti-Semitic. What do you have to do for that to be considered anti-Semitic? I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not anti-Semitic. I hope Jews come to Christ and get saved like everybody else. But you need to call this warning out, because so many Christians are going to get duped. They're going to get duped thinking they can get raptured out of here. But Trump's calling for the death penalty. He's calling the death penalty for drug dealers. And he's also calling the death penalty for people that are anti-Semitic. You got to ask why. This fits Noahide laws, my friends. We'll get into Noahide laws within this VCast. It's creepy. It's absolutely creepy.
This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere it rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction. And when you have crimes like this, whether it's this one or another one on another group, we have to bring back the death penalty. They have to pay the ultimate price. They have to pay the ultimate price. They can't do this.
So, ChatGPT, I recently heard that Donald Trump was invited by the Jewish Sanhedrin to an international divine court in Israel. Is this correct?
Yes, that's correct. The nascent Sanhedrin invited Donald Trump to support the creation of an international divine court based on the 7 Noahide laws.
Ah, yes, the 7 Noahide laws. We find this in the Jewish Talmud, correct?
Yes, the 7 Noahide laws are derived from Jewish tradition and are found in the Talmud.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. The consequences for breaking one of these Noahide laws would be capital punishment. Is that correct?
In ancient interpretations found in the Talmud, breaking the Noahide laws is described as warranting capital punishment. However, these interpretations are not reflective of modern practices.
But according to Sanhedrin 57a, that capital punishment is decapitation, correct?
Yes. In Talmud Sanhedrin 57a, decapitation is mentioned as a form of capital punishment for breaking the Noahide laws.
Now, the first Noahide law would be thou shalt not commit idolatry, correct?
Yes. The prohibition of idolatry is one of the 7 Noahide laws.
Now, under Jewish beliefs, committing idolatry would be the worshiping of Jesus Christ. Is that correct?
In traditional Jewish belief, worshiping any entity other than God is considered idolatry. This perspective includes the Christian worship of Jesus.
I understand. Now, if we was to compare U.S. legislation 102-14 to the seven Noahide laws, these are practically the same thing, correct?
Actually, Public Law 102 acknowledges the seven Noahide laws as ethical principles, but doesn't establish them as law. They share some values, but they're not identical or legally enforceable in the U.S.
But Donald Trump has been invited to a divine court to establish these ethical principles internationally, correct?
Yes. The nascent Sanhedrin invited Donald Trump to support the creation of an international divine court based on the seven Noahide laws.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Chetji.
They can't do this to our country. We must draw a line in the sand and say very strongly, never again. But we can't allow people like this to become important. And when we change all of our lives in order to accommodate them, it's not acceptable. So I thought of it for a little while, and the press said, are you going to cancel these two events? And frankly, the future farmers, I could have done that one. But this is a rally for Mike Bost. And frankly, this one, maybe I could have. Except I don't want to change our life for somebody that's sick and evil. And I don't think we ever should. I don't think we ever should.
Did he slip when he said we can never have a terrorist attack in our country? Israel's not our country. I just caught that. What do you say in the comments, my friends? But I was thinking about this. Death penalty for drug dealers. So are you a drug dealer? Let's say you get injured and you have some pain medication, but that you didn't take all of it, and you give it to somebody else in need, but they don't have a prescription. Are you a drug dealer? Or let's say you trade some pain medication, someone's in pain, and they go back with everything that they listen to you on with their television and their cell phones and say you're a drug dealer? Just saying, my friends. Founders Report 285, why the IDF stand down. And never forget, the gospel is the artificial intelligence targeting system for Hezbollah, for terrorists in Israel. Why would they call it the gospel? Wake up. Because they're going to eventually use it on you. Israel-Palestine news. Campus police are using Israel spy tech to crack down on student protest. Really? Whatever happened to constitutional rights to actually assemble and protest? So now they're using spy tech to crack down on student protests? Listener sent me this article. They love to test things. Eventually, the gospel will be used on you. Once the mark of the beast is established, personally, I think there'll be a massive head wound to the Antichrist, and he'll show up as a hologram, and the false prophet will bring on the mark of the beast. And they'll use this artificial tracking system. Lavender, Palantir, gospel, they'll use it to hunt you down. All of this technology will be used to hunt Christians. No, you're not getting raptured out if you're in our ministry's humble point of view. We've done a couple Bible studies on that. And if I'm wrong, I'll buy you coffee in heaven. So to me, this story, campus police are using Israel spy tech to crack down on student protests. To me, this is Mark of the Beast training. They have to train on everything they do. All right. This Epstein cover-up is a huge show. The woman in charge of launching the assassination on Kennedy, it's hilarious. She actually was a stripper, a Jewish stripper. You can't make this up. And we just did a news brief where Trump is calling descents of the net because the pictures of him on Epstein plane are fake. No, they're not. Trump was all over Epstein in his plane, hanging out in the New York office where, or the New York mansion where cameras were in every room. But woman drops lawsuit claiming Trump raped her at age 13, and she dropped it because of allegations of death threats. She was probably gang-stalked, so she dropped her claim. But other interviews, especially True News, covered a bunch of them, of women that were hanging out with Epstein. I mean, the stories are damning. Break from your MAGA spell. Break from it. I'm telling you. MAGA is the fifth and highest rank of the Church of Satan. But I just thought this was interesting. Instead of looking for Epstein files, Attorney General Pam Bondi has decided to open an investigation into alleged anti-Semitism at the University of California. I mean, please, please. My point is, the next pandemic, the next bird flu, the next measles, the next Ebola breakout, when they actually launch the nanotech in you that we've covered 100 times.
And we know the mechanism by which this will be released, and that is inside of these shots that people already received, inside the lipid nanoparticles, the hydrogel, there exist pathogens inside of the particles that have not yet opened. Those pathogens are chimeric. They include E. coli, Marburg, Ebola staphylococcus, and brewer's yeast, amongst others. We know that upon the broadcast from the 5G system that is now employed across the United States and the world for that matter, when they broadcast an 18 gigahertz signal for 1 minute, 3 different times as a pulse, it will cause those lipid nanoparticles to swell and release these pathogenic contents, thereby causing a Marburg epidemic that they've already spent the money on. It's already done, right? The Marburg epidemic, for purposes of the law, has happened, and now we just need the actual disaster to happen. And there's actually worse parts to it than that, including the 1p36 gene deletion that effectively will turn those poor people into zombies.
Not taking a vaccine, will it behead you? Will you be labeled as anti-Semitic because they've been priming that pump for 70 years, that story?
You say you did not inject GP1, 5PP14 developed by my people, the Israelis at MIT with HIV in it, right?
No.
Is that exactly what it is? This is a genocide by the Israelis. They're getting rid of all you Americans. You're all part of the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump their Mashiach. I don't know if you know this. Do you know that they gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah recently, which is to be put on the head of the Messiah? Do you know this?
Who's that?
163 Orthodox rabbis.
Oh, wow.
Came together at Trump's golf course and handed him the silver crown. Do you know any of them?
Nope.
They gave him a menorah about 2 weeks ago, and on the bottom, the inscription says, the Prince of Peace, an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah for the Mashiach, the Messiah. Do you know that happened? So you guys have no idea that they, in Israel, the Knesset, and in the Sanhedrin, have proclaimed Donald Trump the Messiah. Okay. You know none of this.
They gave Trump the silver crown of the Torah. Got that?
That's the silver crown of Jerusalem. This is to be given to the Messiah and the Messiah only.
Wait, let me see that.
And 163 Orthodox Jewish rabbis gave Donald Trump the silver crown of the Torah. I worked 4 years on Trump's campaign team. These guys are... This is the inscription, which you can't read, but you can read it here. They're calling him the Prince of Peace. This is an utterance out of the prophet Isaiah. Donald Trump is considered the Mashiach of Israel, the Messiah, according to these rabbis who run your country. The whole COVID agenda was done by Zionist Jews, and they want all you people dead here in the land of Edom. They consider Donald Trump the head of Edom. They're going to kill you people off with this injection. You're considered Amalek. And they want all you people dead. My Instagram is Trump_played_you. Trump played you. My son's dying from this shot that Donald Trump brought out through a military operation, Warp Speed, March 27, 2020, approved by the DOD. Warn your fellow Americans, this whole thing, by this COVID agenda, is all dual citizenship Zionist Jews. I used to be a hardcore Zionist. They want all you people dead, and Trump is their Messiah. Make no mistake of it. He will return.
Can I see the back of your shirt?
All right.
Go Trump. Go Trump.
Yeah, Trump's going to kill all you people.
And this is the icing on the cake where it's getting creepy. This Noahide law element where we've played the rabbis, these famous rabbis that have said over a billion Christians need to be beheaded because they worship JC, that is idol worship, why they killed Jesus. And they want to run this out of the Sanhedrin. So Sanhedrin letter to Trump, you have been elected to fulfill a heavenly mission. And so God's soldiers, watchmen, I think he does a good job going a little bit deeper with this letter. I want to play it again. Because again, if you're an atheist, off with your head. Homosexual, off with your head. And if you're a Christian, off with your head.
So guys, we see on Israel 365, the Sanhedrin letter to Trump, that he's been elected to fill a heavenly mission. Okay, they even bring up Paula White in here about him putting her in there. And guys, it goes on to talk about, you know, the first commandment and the seven Noahide laws. And, you know, guys, on the outside, they look, and I've talked about it many times, you have to look in the Talmud to realize how deep these Noahide laws really are. And I've done basic little streams to talk about it. They even bring up, look, this was a letter that they had written a long time. This is the letter that they had gave to him on February 12, 2025. It's exactly what we had read, but then it goes down and it reminds them about, you know, the temple coin, the Cyrus temple coin that they had made in 2017 that a lot of people said was not real. Well, why would Israel send out a letter and have this coin in here if it wasn't real, my friends? So it is very real. And we need to definitely realize that we are in some biblical end times.
Cyrus coin, Abraham coin, that basically is transhumanism all over it. This is nothing short of mind controlism. Final Days Report 309, we decode The Economist, right? The Economist magazine is owned by the Rothschilds. It supposedly owns the Federal Reserve banks around the world. We decoded this. This is complete mind controlism. And what was fascinating is the Mexican president with her ponytail. This was before she was elected. A lot of politicians got offed so she could win, it appears. Trump's question mark with his ear. Question mark. Iconography often is depicted as an ear. Getting played. It's one big script. But this video I played often, it just shows you how the Antichrist final beast system. I take the Bible literally. When Jesus first came on the scene, it was a literal fulfillment of prophecy. So when I look at when he returns, I read it as a literal fulfillment of prophecy. A lot of people come at me with certain texts. That's just my point of view. And we don't have to agree on everything. But let's play this.
Because the intersection of big data, connectivity, and artificial intelligence, and what it does in robotics and genetics and all the other fields, Uli, that you mentioned, everything, that is changing our world in rapid, rapid succession. And the future belongs to those who can seize this change. We are positioned right at the cusp of this change, right at the center of this change. We can take it, and we are. It's changing us. It's giving us powers and prowess that we never had before. And cyber is a real domain of power.
Go back to Israel, how they're leading bio-digital convergence. Lieber, and this mesh within your head.
It's a new kind of warfare, very different from what we've seen before. I'm talking about the capacity, and it's not imaginary, it's not futuristic, and it's not exaggerated. With the click of a button, you can bring down nations to their knees very rapidly, if you so desire.
The ultimate goal is to ban the Bible. From Daily Mail, we've covered this often. Jewish leaders call for new editions of the Bible and the Quran to carry trigger warnings highlighting anti-Semitic passages. So if you're anti-poke, defiling you, the temple of God, if you're anti-hooking up to AI, which Chabad Lubavitch said is the next Tower of Babel, if you're against doing this, and if you believe the Bible is literally true, you're going to be considered anti-Semitic. especially after these Noahide laws get implemented. Do you see it? And they're linking Nazis to Christians like J.D. Vance with that salute that we talked about, the Nazi salute, PSYOP, the Roman salute, PSYOP, because all of a sudden laws are popping up everywhere against doing that. All of this, there's so many tentacles of where they're trying to push us. It's almost overwhelming to cover. It truly is. But again, we're a post-trib rapture news ministry. All of this reminds me of Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw the thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ, of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. There's going to be this worship part of this. Everything is a counterfeit. I was thinking about this the other day. A lot of stars and high-powered people have talked about their own freedom cities or smart cities or their own cities. I wonder if they're trying to replicate these smart cities for these stars, where it's like during the millennial reign, those that are in Christ will actually be overseeing different territories. So as Satan said, hey, yay, go over here and build this smart city, and you'll be able to rule and reign over this in my empire. Once you see the counterfeit, you can't unsee it, my friends. But I digress. All right, just more proof. We've played this before of 60 Minutes, where this is about the cell phones and everything blowing up. But it's just another proof point of the power of Israel. So going back, and let's summarize. Vaccines, pokes are wicked and abomination, and they've been for many, many years. People have gotten sick from their technology, right? Check out the last VCast that we did, where we assimilate some information, immune system destroyer, you name it. Check it out and share that VCast with loved ones that poke their kids, that vaccinate their kids. Number two, they have massively pushed Christians as wicked. And most Christians were the ones that did not take the poke, led by the Holy Ghost. I just think Christians are smart. They have woken up from the deception. They're in this world, but they're not of this world. They're not embracing this world. They're putting their treasures above. Number three, they've linked defiling you, the temple of God, anti-vaccine, to being an anti-Semite. But why? Number four, Israel, and I think with the help of the United States, they're connected. They're leading bio-digital convergence. That is the root to this abomination, to the as days of Noah, where they're defiling everything. That is the root. They want you as a slave after they get their 500 million people from the Georgia Guidestones. And then lastly, how does this fit all these anti-Semitic laws, all of the Noahide laws, where people are just blinded? How does this fit the Abraham Accords transhumanism coin that screams transhumanism? It has a syringe in it. It's all tech. And then Netanyahu's comment about this power, we're going to take it. And he poked most of his country as well. If you're a Christian in Israel, you are underground, my friends. You do not talk. Pray for Christians in Israel. Now all of a sudden, Lebanon's getting bombed. Lebanon is what, 30% Christians? Get your head in the game of Christians. Iran, too many Christians to jail. So I'm going to play this video from 60 Minutes of just the power of the Mossad, buying their power in the name of Jesus Christ, and the CIA and all their sister companies and rogue organized crime, running the drugs, buying it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Well, obviously, they didn't know that they were buying it from Israel.
Who did they buy it from, or think they were buying it from?
We have an incredible array of possibilities of creating foreign companies that have no way being traced back to Israel. Shell companies over shell companies who affect the supply chain to our favor. We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. And the world is our stage.
Go back and watch on my Telegram channel, Dr. Jane Ruby, or find her on Rumble, the whistleblower PowerPoint, which was very well done, very professionally done, about how they chipped you. Now, is Israel involved in that? Dr. Lieber, involved with Elon Musk, and again, with Neuralace, you don't need invasive surgery. I just want to play this from Elon's mother.
Iran is the wealthiest man in the world, bar none. Do they like him, really?
You know, I don't like the word wealthy or billionaire or things like that because I think it's degrading. I think he's the genius of the world. And people are loving him for that. They don't, when they see me, they go crazy because I'm his mother. But they love him because of what he does and they respect him and I'm very proud of him.
I can't imagine what it would be like to be his mother, watching him go from PayPal to rockets to Tesla to all just one thing after another. Are you ever surprised about what he's coming up with next?
Well, every time I'm surprised, and every time I say, don't take on something else. And he doesn't listen to me. And then he makes a big change. And this Neuralink, people saying, why I don't want something in my head. I said, well, you aren't paralyzed. Blind.
Good point.
If you're blind and you don't want to see, then you can argue the point. You don't have to have a chip in your head. I think he's the genius of the world. And this Neuralink, people saying, something in my head. I said, well, you aren't paralyzed. Blind.
Good point.
If you're blind and you don't want to see, then you can argue the point. You don't have to have a chip in your head. A chip in your head. A chip in your head.
And remember, Lieber with neural lace. You don't need invasive surgery, and that technology is read and write. You lose your free will. You blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to play that NIH study that they post on their website. It's 18 minutes long. And also, I'm going to put a video here of some Jews, a sect that they have, that they're more Torah readers, and they are persecuted by other Jews because they're not Zionist. So you can't put everybody in the same bucket. Most of my Jewish friends, when I was in business, were very liberal. I don't even know if I'd consider them Jews. They would marry other women outside. So pray that they get saved. I think some will get saved. When you read Zechariah 12 and 14, a remnant will be saved. Great time to be alive, my friends. It's a playbook. It's an absolute playbook. God bless. What I want to do next is go over a study on the NIH library. Let me read the headline. Christian nationalism and COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and uptake. When I read this study in October of 21, it was so demonic. They are painting Christians as ignorant fools. And it turns out the Christians were right. They want to call us Christian nationalists. Folks, my heart yearns for Christians around the world, in Gaza, Lebanon, in Israel. Christians are in Israel have to be underground in Iran. All these Christian Zionists are screaming, bomb Iran. I was like, man, there are too many Christians to jail in Iran. China, my son was... he was baptized. He went to the University of Illinois, which has the highest population of Chinese students. And a bunch of graduate students were baptized with my son. Barely spoke English. this war fever is beyond me. But let's read Christian nationalism and COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and uptake because they're painting Christians as wicked. Here's the abstract. Understanding COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and uptake is vital for informing public health interventions. Prior U.S. research has found that religious conservatism is positively associated with anti-vaccine attitudes. One of the strongest predictors of anti-vaccine attitudes in the United States is Christian nationalism. How they actually determine Christian nationalism blows me away. It was one qualifying question. And I used to do market research. I was an economics minor with grad school, studied statistics. I would get market research all the time because I was in marketing. So I understood this study, and this is week beyond week. But I digress. A U.S. cultural ideology that wants civic life to be permeated by their particular form of nationalist Christianity. So this is Christian nationality, Christian nationalism. If you're a Christian, you want your country that you live in to be moral. I mean, it's just kind of moronic to me. It's contrived. However, there are no studies examining the relationship between Christian nationalism and COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and uptake. Using a new nationally representative sample of U.S. adults, we find that Christian nationalism is one of the strongest predictors of COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and is negatively associated with having received or planning to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Maybe it's the Holy Ghost speaking to people. Maybe it's the fact that Christians are well-read. Strive for information, strive for wisdom. I mean, because they're right. Some of the assumptions here within this research paper are totally wrong and laughable. Since Christian nationalists make up about 20% of the population, these findings could have important implications for achieving herd immunity. And as they force the next pandemic on us and force mandate vaccines, we're going to get into a 70-year history that literally says if you don't poke yourself or people that are vaccine hesitant are anti-Semitic. I kid you not. They're correlating both of them. This is a deep V-cast. So then how does this fit Noahide laws? How does this fit Trump in all of his executive orders about anti-Semitism in his land grab with Gaza? Somebody just sent me an article that we'll cover about how they're using Palantir-type technology to spy on kids on college campuses. Whatever happened to the Constitution and being able to actually protest on college campus? But I digress. It is estimated that over 3.5 million people have died from the coronavirus disease in 2019 worldwide. And so much cancer skyrocketing, heart conditions skyrocketing. Every disease is skyrocketing after the poison poke, and younger kids too. The safe and effective COVID-19, yeah, safe and effective. That's funny. Even VAERS says 38,000 people died from this poke. The safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines are vital for curtailing the pandemic. No, they're not. People are on their seventh and eighth shot now. Didn't stop anything. They lied to you. However, this depends on a sufficient number of people being vaccinated. Herd immunity is go out for the healthy to get sick. Vaccine hesitancy or delay in acceptance or refusal of vaccination, despite availability of vaccination services, affects vaccination rates and the ability to generate herd immunity. That's not true. Herd immunity was when you went out and actually picked up whatever. In the United States, the FDA granted Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna emergency use authorization for COVID-19 vaccines in December 2020. Actually, it appears, according to RFK Jr., the DOD project. 2 months later, in February in 2021, the FDA granted emergency use authorization for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. By May of 2021, 62% of U.S. adults had received at least one dose of the COVID-19 poison, with an additional 4% planning to get vaccinated as soon as possible. While people in all the states aged 12 and older were eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine by May of 2021. Some Americans continue to choose not to be vaccinated. Praise God. In a U.S. study, when asked how likely it was that they would receive the COVID-19 vaccine, 15% of the respondents reported not likely, and 7% reportedly said they definitely not. Determining factors associated with COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and uptake are important for developing public health campaigns. That's television programming. That is the cognitive triangle, a trigger to change your thoughts, feelings, and behavior. That's what I did for a living. Health campaigns targeting involuntarily unvaccinated. Important for developing public health campaigns targeting the voluntarily unvaccinated. That's why they incentivized you for a hamburger. Remember that? How crazy this was? For lottery tickets. I mean, you can't make this. Why are they so desperate to poke you? They don't care about your health. If they cared about your health, they would get rid of the fluoride in the water that dumps you down and gives you cancer. That's a sickness. It's a mind controlism system. In the United States, religious conservatism, including evangelical and born-again Christianity, is associated with lower levels of trust in science. See, it's about science. I think Elon Musk might be the false prophet, and I've done a Bible study on this, and his religion is scientism. It's transhumanism. It's Satanism. MAGA, dark MAGA. MAGA's at the top of the Church of Satan. Everything is an inversion, my friends. In the United States, religious conservatism, including evangelical and born-again Christianity, is associated with lower levels in trust in science, rates of vaccine uptake, vaccine knowledge, and higher levels of vaccine hesitancy. This person recently found that religiosity is negatively associated with plans to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. One religious world view, especially hostile to science and vaccines, is Christian nationalism. So Christian nationalism is an ideology that idolized and advocates a fusion of American civic life with a particular type of Christian identity and culture. It is estimated that strong supporters of Christian nationalism make up roughly 20% of the U.S. adult population. Historically, Christian nationalism has been conflated with evangelicalism, an umbrella term for U.S. conservative Christianity, but they are distinct. Whitehead and Perry estimate that approximately half of U.S. evangelicals are Christian nationalists. Evangelical Christians typically emphasize conversion, missionary activity, biblicalism, seeing scripture as the sole authority for belief and action, amen, and crucicentrism, the belief in Christ's sacrifice on the cross as atonement for human sin. I've never seen that word before. That's Christianity, the belief in Christ's sacrifice on the cross as atonement for human sins. Christian nationalism is positively associated with identifying as Bible-believing and as biblical literist, believing that the Bible is the literal word of God. Amen. Two characteristics typically associated with evangelical Christians, but Christian nationalism is also positively associated with believing that the nation is on the brink of moral decay. Somebody kind of chewed me out and said, we need our Nineveh moment. I used to actually preach that 3 years ago. And it was just kind of a nice rebuke, I think. Let's continue in that God requires the faithful to wage wars for good, and that God requires the faithful to, well, praying, fasting, waging wars. I'm not sure what they mean by that. Herein lies the difference. Christian nationalists view the United States is intrinsically connected to the Christian faith. They believe that the United States should be a Christian nation as it is founded to be, and it is special, chosen, and protected by God and God's plan for the United States to be successful. Christian nationalism is a cultural framework that is connected to patriarchy, nativism, racial intolerance, and support for political conservatism, heterosexual marriage, and the U.S. military. Thus, while some Christian nationalists are evangelical, it is separate and has a distinct worldview. I think this whole thing's contrived, personally. If you're a Christian and you know your Bible, because they define Christian nationalists as knowing their Bible, we put our treasures above? Do we get involved? Do we pray? If somebody's getting raped across the street, do you go and handle it? Absolutely. Absolutely. I tell my listeners, people have asked my opinion. I'm like, local government to me is more important than federal government. If you're going to run for office, try to impact locally and keep it local. Christian nationalists demand that their brand of Christianity be the sole source of moral authority for the United States and reject all competitors, including science. That's kind of funny, actually, because they want AI to be your God. Net of other factors, Christian nationalists are significantly more likely to support creationism being taught in public schools, to reject evolution, to view scientists as hostile to the faith, to respond incorrectly to scientific questions on topics that are religiously contentious, evolution, and hold anti-vaccine attitudes. I mean, you just have to look at the research of the damage with vaccines. The science, no way. It's a death cult science. Don't fall for it. Whitehead and Perry found that Christian nationalism had the second largest association with anti-vaccination attitudes after race and was the strongest predictor of believing that vaccines cause autism. We just proved that with the last VCast. Children are given too many vaccines, and vaccines don't help protect children. There was a doctor on Del Bigtree's show who lost his license, who did a study, and I think it was 5,000 kids over a long period of time. 5,000 were poked, 500 in his pediatrician office were not poked. Everyone that had major diseases were poked. The kids that were the healthiest were not poked with their God-given immunity, and they pulled his doctor's license. But let's continue on this nonsense. It is surprising, then, that Christian nationalists do not respect favorably to scientific recommendations regarding how to reduce the spread of CV-19, even before the pandemic. Christian nationalists expressed the belief that as God's chosen people, Americans will be protected and privileged if they uphold their identity as a Christian nation with biblical principles. Of course, this does not lend itself well to COVID-19 preventative healthcare measures. As Perry, the study notes, for Christian nationalists, the solution to the crisis is not to take behavioral precautions. Get this. This is where they're making you look like an idiot. Precautions like hand washing, mask wearing, or social distancing. The mask wearing actually giving people pneumonia. I had pneumonia as a kid, was in the hospital for a week. And then the social distancing it was dumb. 6 feet, 666. It's a ritual. Nothing to do with science. Do you see it? Do you see how they're trying to make you look like fools? Note the Christian nationalists wearing or social distancing, but to increase America's collective... Where are we? Of course, this does not lend itself well to COVID-19 preventative healthcare measures. Note for Christian nationalists, the solution to the crisis is not to be taken with behavioral precautions like hand washing, mask wearing, or social distancing, but to increase America's collective devotion, attending religious services, and repenting of national sins. Amen. They shut down churches because they know power is in the church, power is in the name of Jesus, and they kept open strip clubs, alcohol stores. I mean, come on. Power is in the blood of Jesus. In fact, they find that Christian nationalists are less likely to take such precautionary measures and more likely to engage in incautious behaviors such as attending gatherings with more than 10 people. What a scam. However, research has not explored whether Christian nationalism is associated with COVID-19 vaccine skepticism and COVID-19 vaccine uptake. To examine this, we executed a nationally representative survey of U.S. adults. So when they say representative, it's like random representative. You actually take and pull a certain amount of people. You make sure it's statistically relevant, and then you classify them. So I'm not going to get into all the methods and the confidence ratings that they have and control variables. This is just market research stuff, all the descriptive statistics. Kind of took me back to the days of looking at this stuff, regression models. I want to just get to the findings that echoes the same war on Christianity, because this is going to play into the entire podcast where they've been labeling for 70 years anti-vaccine enthusiast as anti-Semitic. And then how does that fit Noahide laws? Is this a stretch? You tell me if you think this is a stretch, because I don't think it's a stretch. Because the next pandemic for vaccine passports, if Christians don't want to defile the temple of God that is them, the hammer's going to come down, my friends. Christian nationalism, anti-science, anti-vaccine, anti-government intervention, pro-Trump ideology with the focus on protecting one's own freedoms at the expense of protecting medically vulnerable people makes a perfect storm for COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy. And it's not true. The vaccine did not prevent it from spreading. And if you're poked, shouldn't you basically be protected? It's so mentally stupid. As strong adherence to Christian nationalist ideology make up a sizable minority of U.S. population, 20%, they are likely contributing to lower rates of COVID-19 vaccine uptake and delays in herd immunity. And herd immunity, again, is when you go out and you get exposed, the healthy get exposed. Understanding Christian nationalism and incorporating measures of it into the future COVID-19 related studies is vital for informing future public health interventions. It's an intervention. How will they intervene next to you? So did you see the tone of this? The hate, the labeling stupid, but actually it turned out Christians are smart. But let's continue down this journey of anti-Semitism if you're an anti-vaccine person. And again, how does that fit Noahide laws? This is a deep podcast. You need to share it.
Because we're Jews, it's being done in our name. We have to stand up and yell. It's not anti-Semitism to be against Zionism. On the contrary, we are attacked. Even when I went out in New York, my car tires were slashed, the windows, the mirrors broken, and so forth. But we don't care. We're going out anyway. Wherever there is a large Jewish community, wherever there's a very religious Jewish community, even if it's not large, they will be in opposition to the existence of the Zionist state of Israel because it is antithetical to Judaism. Zionism is a movement that started around 150 years ago. That's just really recently, relatively recently. And it's a movement of people who were totally estranged from the Jewish religion. They were nationalists. They weren't practicing the religion as a whole. And they wanted just a convenient community, a land, a nation that they should feel comfortable in, proud of themselves. The Jews never attempted, even though we went through hardships, the Inquisition, the Crusades, and we suffered a lot, but we never attempted to reestablish a Jewish sovereignty, a Jewish nationhood, a Jewish kingdom, because we know it's verboten, it's forbidden, it's just not acceptable according to Judaism to have our own state. Remember, the religion is 3,000 years ago. But 2,000 years ago, we were sent into exile by God. We have to be loyal citizens in every country we reside. And we're not to attempt to leave exile because it's a godly declared exile. Jews lived with a distinctly different religion than the Muslims, but it was never a problem. In fact, it's more than that. The Muslims took in the Jews by the Inquisition, where they tried to torture Jews to convert to Christianity. It was the Muslim countries that embraced the Jews and took them in, and the Jews were able to flourish. They realized in order to get a lot of massive support from the world, evangelistic Christians, Jews who don't know the Torah, don't know their laws, or don't practice the laws, so they knew they'll go to Palestine and they'll be able to tell everybody, oh, this is the God-given land to the Jewish people. They automatically started breaching and transgressing the laws of the Torah, not to kill and not to steal, not to oppress a people, because they wanted to make their national home in a land that was inhabited by the Palestinian people. Now, right at the beginning, when they said, oh, it's an empty land. And if anybody stood up against them, they said, because you hate the Jews and you're an anti-Semite. They treat us like the worst terrorists in the world. When a boy or girl turns 17, they become a criminal, even if they're not demonstrating, because we refuse to serve in the IDF. They yell at me as a Holocaust denier when my grandparents were killed in Auschwitz. My father escaped Hungary when the Nazis came in. My father was in Auschwitz. Almost the entire families were wiped out. I live and breathe Holocaust. How dare they claim that we're Holocaust deniers? But that's just part of that, the vile Zionism, that they have the power of the most expensive PR and the power of AIPAC that influences, put pressure on politicians to be silent. That is what they're afraid of. The people who stand up and tell the reveal the truth, that Judaism is a beautiful and we live together with Muslims and we are thankful to Muslims and we don't want what's happening to the Palestinians. We cry with the Palestinians suffering. That is what they're afraid of. The world will wake up.